Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, Yousef Dave here. This is Yousef Stoop. And today, we're talking about what is ACV, or apple cider vinegar. For those of you who don't know, apple cider vinegar is a popular home remedy used for not only cooking purposes, but also as a medicine for centuries. The way that it's created, it's a two-step process. One, they take crushed apples, which are exposed to yeast, which then ferments the sugars, creating alcohol. And then the second part is they add bacteria to further ferment the alcohol, which causes acetic acid, which is vinegar's main active compound, apple cider vinegar. So now you're thinking, if this is healed tea, why aren't you talking about tea? I was wondering, how do you expand upon health and wealth when it comes to medicinal purposes and looking from a holistic perspective? And something that's been natural for me is to drink apple cider vinegar or have apple cider included in my life. My grandmother introduced me to warm apple cider as a way to fight sickness. And then my mom introduced me to apple cider vinegar and the many different properties it has, which can go from cleansing your hair to adding it to your tea. It's so many different aspects of it that I didn't know that it had. So I wanted to understand, well, how else does this help, not only as a drink or something you consume, but just the body in general? So I dug a little deeper. So what I would like to do now is, hopefully you've been taking some notes, you may have some questions, and I just want to share some facts that I found about apple cider vinegar, and I plan to expand upon because there's still studies going on to prove the evidence of it being a assist in your health factor. So with that being said, we're going to go into intermission, and we'll be right back with more from Yousef Stoop with Yousef Dave. Welcome back. This is Yousef Stoop. You are with Yousef Dave. And now we are going to talk about the properties of apple cider vinegar. Now remember, these are not strictly proven, so be sure to consult with your physician and to do your own research as well. The first point I would like to make is its antimicrobial properties. Now, because of the fact that apple cider vinegar is naturally acidic, it may be able to help improve with things such as eczema and just the glow of the skin. Another point that I came across, which is also still being studied, is that it helps with heart health. And it does that because of the fact that vinegar is known to be able to reduce triglycerides, cholesterol, and blood pressure. But again, it's still being proven. Another point that I came across is that it helps with weight loss because of the fact that vinegar makes you feel full when you intake it. And to follow up with that, it's been noted to improve insulin sensitivity, which basically is the body's ability to withhold insulin, which means that the body's responses to sugar will be stabilized, which means that the person who consumes on a regular basis will be in a much healthier position in life. Now, maybe one of the most important things about apple cider vinegar is the acetic acid, which is known for destroying harmful bacteria due to it being the natural preservative and a disinfectant. And also, acetic acid contains amino acid, potassium, antioxidants, and something called the mother, which is a mixture of protein strands, enzymes, and friendly bacteria. Now, it's recommended that if you use it for cooking or diluting in water or just drinking it straight, that you use 1 to 2 teaspoons a day, because if you overindulge in vinegar, it can have negative effects. So again, as stated in the beginning of this half, be sure to consult your physician and do your research so that you can get the best beneficial output from apple cider vinegar. And I plan to do more research and bring some more information to you all as I learn about it. Again, there's still evidence being built up about the properties of apple cider vinegar and just what the mother is capable of. So with knowing that, I hope that you gain some valuable information in this episode and that you try apple cider vinegar. It's definitely going to be an acquired taste, but in order to reach your highest potential, sometimes you have to deal with things that you might not like. And that's the beauty of life, right? So thank you for tuning in to this episode of Heal Tea. I look forward to seeing you here at the Stoop on the next episode. With much love, Yusef Dave. Peace. God bless.